is there any kind of deadline in place for when things need to be set in place as far as we need to have something done by this date in order for Cal baseball and for these other sports to be able to continue then?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, just within our profession, we're missing some very important deadlines. I mean, there's a November 15th deadline that is in letter of intent where the lifeblood of your program is taken care of by, you know, with recruiting, and we're going to miss that deadline. So I don't know what deadlines that the conference has. I know that with the addition of Utah, there was just some, you know, just even scheduling issues as far as getting a proper schedule for the conference together. And, you know, as of today, they're setting up schedules for 2012 or 2011, and they include Utah, but they do not include Cal. So what does that mean if it would be like adding another program to the conference again. And so there are probably some issues as far as scheduling and just kind of setting those type of things up. I don't know what the deadlines are as far as that is concerned. Quite frankly, just as time passes, I'm sure it may have some impact on your program. But, you know, the bottom line for our alumni and for our players, the focus is getting it reinstated and at some point in time soon, and then maybe just kind of assessing the damage that we've already got, what we really need, which is the program back.
Sure. And what gets lost in all of this is it really should be a great time for Cal baseball. I mean, you're fresh off a trip to a regional, and you've got a highly regarded recruiting class for this year, and you're going through fall practice. How much time have you actually spent in these last 3 weeks focusing on what's going on in the field with your team compared to all this other stuff?
Well, I'll be honest. It's been, a little bit distracting. That's been a little annoying in the sense that, boy, we really feel great about our club, and I couldn't be prouder of our team and how they've handled themselves in practice. We've had some of our best practices of any of my years here at Cal. And you're right. We've ascended to a certain level and expectation in our program. We've been to the regionals 2 of the last 3 years. You know, we feel like we have a club that is as capable as last year's team. And, you know, and then if you add that in the mix, you have an opportunity to be there 3 of the last 4 years. I think, you know, any program in America that's going 3 out of 4 years considers itself a pretty stable and at least a program on the right track. And we definitely feel like that's where we're at. So, like I said, the part that's been the most disappointing is just how distracted we've had to be from this year's club, because this club they're capable of a lot, and our league's going to be extremely strong again. And as we know, if you're among the members in an extremely strong league, boy, we had a 7th-place team a few years ago. Oregon State finished 7th in our league, and they won the national championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, up and down the line, if you're one of the teams capable of going to the playoffs from our league, you have a chance to be good enough to win a national title. And I know all our teams aspire to that, and you know, who's to know, you're looking for that special year. But if we ever were in line to really make some noise in the playoffs and do better than what we've had other than just regional appearances, it would be this year's club.
Have you heard from a lot of other college baseball coaches throughout these last few weeks?
Absolutely. I mean, there's been a tremendous show of support from other coaches from the East Coast to West Coast, up and down the line, and you know, all echoing the same sentiments. This is not good for college baseball. It's not good for any athletic department to set a precedent that when looking for a fiscal answer that baseball is a place to go. I mean, we all feel that our sport is at the height of its popularity. Every level of our championships is televised, from the first round through the Super Regionals to the coverage of the College World Series. It's a moneymaker in many parts of the country. It's obviously making money in the championship rounds with television revenue and attendance. You just don't like to see that in our sport.
It seemed like, from what we were hearing in the last week, there was a lot of reason for optimism that Cal baseball would be around next year. How optimistic are you, just as fluid as this situation is right now?
Well, I continue to be optimistic, there's no doubt. I just with the passion and the loyalty of the University of California, Berkeley, if there's one thing that the University of California, Berkeley stands for, is passion and loyalty. And it really has been a wake-up call for our alumni. And when they go back to their school, they want a home to go to. And the baseball program is that home. And they kind of feel like that's being taken away from them, and it would be a little empty coming home if you didn't have a house to go home to. And so I think the alumni are really feeling that, and I really feel for them. I feel for our current players. You know, it's really caused them an enormous amount of anxiety about their future, from uncertainty to just fear to even panic to a few. I mean, we've had freshmen who were on campus for 6 weeks before they heard that they'd have to go somewhere else as sophomores. So it's a difficult time for them.
Dave Esker, the head coach of Cal baseball, is there anything, if someone wants to get behind Cal baseball. Is there anything that, you know, average Joe, I guess, can do, or even someone, you know, with deeper pockets, that kind of thing?
Well, I know that we're trying to coordinate our efforts, and I know that something soon will be coming out public that, you know, in what directions we need to go to really make this happen. And I think it's been a lot of information and support gathering. But, you know, very soon here, when given a target, you know, there absolutely will be a definitive call to action. This is the direction we need to go. We need to be headed in order to kind of reverse this decision and make sure that Cal Baseball is here and not just here to meet another deadline, but maybe to here to last and be secure for the rest of time.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We appreciate it. And obviously we wish you well and hopefully things turn out for the best for you guys.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.